With all the expectations and pride that Beijing has attached to being the host of the 2008 Summer Olympics, the event is a source of anxiety too. What if foreign visitors are forced to navigate the gobs of saliva left by local pedestrians spitting on sidewalks? What if lines at Olympic events dissolve into scrums as local residents jump to the head of the pack? What if Chinese fans shout to rival teams unprintable curse words? So while Beijing is building new sports stadiums, subway lines, futuristic skyscrapers, and public parks for the games, city leaders are also trying to rebuild Beijingers. Citywide campaigns are trying to curb public spitting, discourage public cursing and littering, and also promote lining up. There is even a campaign to rectify the often hilariously bad English translations on signs and restaurant menus. Regular restaurant blunders include spelling mistakes on menus on which the B in crab becomes a P. Some translations are trickier, like describing pullet, a chicken less than a year old, which appears on some menus as a sexually inexperienced chicken. One prominent sign had become a regular photo stop for foreigners, the Dongda Anus Hospital. City officials have recently enlisted two scholars and other experts to retranslate the bad English translations on signs around the city. The hospital is now called the Dongda Proctology Hospital. Given that Chinese leaders regard the Olympics as a milestone event to showcase China to the world, they obviously do not want to be embarrassed.